In 2015, I watched an angel lose a 2-year battle with cancer. She had to bear the kind of load that would make her mind explode. Her muscles disappeared and we watched her spine erode. I don't know many who deserved it less than her. She was one of the purest souls ever to bless the earth. And even though I didn't see her as much as I'd like to pretend, she kept showing love and giving thanks. Right to the end, she said, "Although this illness wasn't planned, I'm always gonna smile because I can. I could be lying here making a bag of noise, but I believe in life you always have a choice." And she's right. We can choose to prevent this disease. In many cases, we can preempt it with ease. Cancer doesn't enter you, it grows in you. So think about your body and what you expose it to. Think about your habits and what you're eating as well. When you treat yourself, how are you actually treating yourself? Exercising is a treat in itself, but you gotta work out what will weaken your health. We have a choice. We can choose to challenge the perceptions, purge the prejudices and damaging deceptions, openly discuss it with people and see. Cancer don't discriminate, and neither should we. So spare a conversation with someone who's caring for a patient and see what you can do about sharing information. Cause it comes with all sorts of requirements and it makes a difference having a supportive environment. Speaking of environments, we can choose to make healthier ones at work, at school and in natural spaces. You see, the risk of cancer can develop very slowly, bit by bit, on a gradual basis. We could choose to be prepared. We can choose to keep it up. We can choose to prevent those symptoms creeping up. So let's work together. There's so many plans to share, like how to improve access to quality cancer care. You go to any country, there's gonna be cancer there, plus the financial burden we commonly have to bear. We can build the cancer workforce, use our hands for teamwork. I'm proud my little sister got a job with cancer research. Cause all I can do is write the truth in a poignant light, but she can inspire future scientists to join the fight. See, there are things we can do individually too, so let's start with one that's officially true. Early detection saves lives. We don't wanna look back wishing we knew. So learn about the signs and symptoms and don't take nothing for granted, cause this could be you. And when it comes to treatment, pull out all the stops to educate yourself so you can call the shots. And when it comes to diet, pull out all the stops to feed yourself right so you can call the shots. And when it comes to finance, pull out all the stops to raise support for those who can't afford the ops. Can you feel that? It's called hope. An international vision, a broad scope. We owe it to the future generations. We can save a life now. Did you know 32% of the most common cases could have been prevented by a change in lifestyle? We have a choice. I'm not the only one that knows someone who fought cancer for so long and still took the L. Who suppressed my reaction every time I saw them and tried to say they're looking well. Her family's from Jamaica, mine's from Uganda, but just like me, she was born in the UK. See, this low-down disease has no boundaries, but I think it's time for the dawn of a new day. We have a choice. Thank you.
Thank you. So to everyone watching at home, you can call in or text the number on the screen and share your experiences. Here at Search Party TV, we regard our viewers as our extended family, so all stories really are welcome. Now, as well as phoning in, remember you can tweet us at Search Party TV, and we'll turn now to our live feed. So, Lisa Semakula asks, what information we can offer about natural treatment? Well, Lisa, there is extensive research into herbal remedies for many forms of cancer. Aloe vera and the leaf produced by the moringa tree have been reported to slow down and in some cases stop the growth of malignant tumours. You can find more about that online. We have a tweet from @funsize91 asking about the networks that share survivor stories. Well, funsize91, if you log into the Search Party website and enter cancer survivors in the community section, you'll find a network of individuals who have volunteered their stories and are willing to share useful advice. Stay strong. Excuse me. We've got a rebuttal to my herbal remedies comment from @YeezyTaughtMe. @YeezyTaughtMe highly doubts that plants can cure cancer. Well, that's not quite what I said, but hey, Yeezy clearly didn't teach me. But please keep your tweets coming in, and remember, we have a choice.
Playing is a garden.